It's Nightbreaker in front. Kookaburra's going up the inside and picking up the leader now. Then Fortune Star and Merivee's making ground from back in the field. It's Kookaburra in front. Look at Merivee getting home hard between them. This has come from last Merivee. Hard held and Merivee at its third trial. The Frankel Colt producers got up to beat Kookaburra.
That was the latest trial of Merivee. It's part owned by, well, Singo's in it, obviously. You put it all together. But a large group of people, including Rupert Lee, who joins us on Racing HQ. Rupert, good morning to you. It's an exciting day ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. It actually is, isn't it? You know, yeah. It's like, as Lee Friedman said to me once when he had the big girl running in the Melbourne Cup, he said, I just can't wait. It's like having a present under the Christmas tree and you're just waiting to open it to see what you got in there.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. I was very fortunate. I'm going to link myself to this, Rupert, but I was very fortunate to be in the UK at Newmarket when More Strawberries arrived for the start of this, when she was served by Frankel. And here we are a few years later with Merivee lining up for her first or his first run today. A colt by Frankel out of More Strawberries. And off that last trial where Darren Flindell summarised it, Rupert, by saying it was pretty good coming from last, that brings the excitement.
Well, it does. And as I said, you've been part of the journey, which would make it pretty exciting for yourself, particularly being in England when she did arrive there. So it'd be great for you to see the the fairy tale unfold. But, yeah, it was an impressive trial. You're correct. And just listening to it again, he was back there and he won with his head on his chest, didn't he, really? Quite impressive.
It was. I know it's been unbelievably backed to win the race. 9 into 250 today with Tab Fixed Odds. I mean, I guess it's just the attention that people are talking about it, aren't they?
Yeah, I missed the price.
You did.
I did miss the price. I better not have a bet now.
No, I'd say just go around and watch the excitement.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, you can't underestimate the other horses in the race too. I mean, we've got another horse by All Too Hard running as well, Reflectivity.
Yep.
And I know John's got a big opinion of him. Now, after his last run, you'd probably question it, but he did draw a bad barrier, and it was just one of those funny run races at Canberra. But it wouldn't surprise me to see him win either, because he's the sort of horse who's now a bit more race experienced, and Merivee, this is his first start. It was impressive. If people are backing him off his breeding and what Frankel's done, then yeah, they can, because he's been an enormous stand-in to date with what he has produced.
Yep.
But it's just not Reflectivity. There are other well-credentialed horses in the race. So in two-year-old racing, you know, it can throw up anything. And that's why I'm saying it's a mystery of the race. And you're hoping at the end of the day that he does win because of his breeding and the Frankel story and, you know, the future ahead.
Well, I know where he was served, or she was served, More Strawberries. Lord Ted Grimthorpe, who looks after it for the owner of Frankel, I reckon he'll be up very early in the UK. What time will it be? It'll be 1:45 in the morning UK, but I guarantee that that team will be up watching it.
Oh, well, he will be, and we'll all be watching him. But I know Chris has always had a massive opinion of the horse, but I think he's more on the vein of the All Too Hard. So they appear to be late two-year-olds, and they're going to be early three-year-olds. So will he win? I mean, I know, as I said, we all want him to win.
Yep.
But as I said, at the end of the day, I think you're going to see a real serious racehorse when he turns three, as I think, as will all the Two Hearts. But from what you saw in that trial, if he won, it wouldn't surprise anyone.
Understand. Rupert, that's excitement for the first race today at 12:45, but also excitement from Chautauqua. We're going to see the horse try and make it three TJ Smiths in a row on the weekend, which is extraordinary, winning two, but to be back trying to win a third. And you've also got news on the Everest that a slot has been purchased.
Yeah, we have. I'll talk about Chautauqua first. I mean, it would be an enormous training feat by John and Wayne and Michael to win a third TJ. Never been done before, and I know that's always been in the back of John's mind to win a third one. And I've been asked a question, you know, is he back to his normal self or has he lost a length? And I suppose we'll never know that answer that question until after Saturday. People are asking, did the Hong Kong race take it more out of him than what we all thought? Maybe it did and maybe it didn't, but from what he's shown us in the first two races, this prep, I think he's shown that he's back to his best. That's my opinion. He's been unlucky. The tempo of the first race and then the last race, for reasons we can all discuss, whether he should have won it, he's on the right part of the track. But his run was full of merit. A very good horse beat him. The last race against Winx, well, she is a freak. That's the best way of describing her.
Yeah.
He's never going to beat her. But coming into this race, there's always that question mark. Until he win again, people are going to have that sort of question, saying, is he back to his best? As an owner, yeah, we've got the same sort of question. But from a trainer's perspective, I know John is very, very happy with the horse. He's recovered extremely well after his tough run in that in the George Ryder. He's had a week out in the farm. He's come back. He's refreshed. He's happy. He's bouncing around and had a bit of a gallop yesterday morning. And for all indications, he is showing no signs of any sort of effects from that last run. So, look, like all race, good racing people, we're hoping that he can come out, win a third TJ, and at the end of the day, set new benchmarks.
Yeah, exactly. That's the short term. The long term is the Everest.
Yeah, it is now. Without mentioning names, one of our owners phoned and said, "Rupe, I want to buy a slot in the Everest. We don't want to be sharing it. I prefer if we get him a guaranteed start. If he is informed, which we're hoping he will be, then obviously he'd be the logical horse to be in that race."
Yep.
And as I said, you know, if we do get in it, then all the owners will participate in the entrance fee on a pro rata per owner basis. So we've all agreed to do that. So it's a very generous offer by one of the owners to come up with that idea. He didn't want to share the prize money with anyone else.
Yep.
He said, "Listen, I want to make sure we get a start," and he's put the money up, and we've got a start. If on the basis the horse is good and ready to race, then obviously we'll be racing.
Well, good luck Saturday. There'll be many cheering him home if he's there the third run. Thanks very much, mate.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic just for racing for him to break that record and do it, and just see Chautauqua come back again. It would be pretty special all around.
It would be. Thanks a lot, Rupert. Good luck with it all, and particularly today in the first.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.